Does everything
testing,
you do
one, two, three,
remind you of me?
KSF 90.1 FM, thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world other than behind this microphone speaking to you, playing all of this music coming straight from the archives here at CJSF. Have a lot planned for this year, and I don't want to go too into it, but, you know, since starting the show about 6 months ago, I haven't been doing as many interviews as I'd like to, you know, and thankfully I was able to do one with none other than Sandra Lockwood about her 1994 album Shell. That was an amazing episode. You can find that at cjsf.ca under the Analog Archives episode list if you would so like to do that. And since then, I've just been trying to find other artists, other genres, other mediums to explore here at the station. And that's in the works. But until then, there is still a lot of music to go through. So much music, in fact, that I don't think I could ever finish this show. And today's episode is going to be quite loud, quite noisy, quite industrial, electronic, breakbeaty, drum heavy, distorted. It's going to be a lot of things, and I can't wait to share it with all of you tonight. So to start off, we're going to be playing a EP from none other than Luke Vibert. This is off of his EP by the name of Homework, work spelled W-E-R-K, of course. And let's take this out of the package here. This is Luke Vibert. Track one on side A is called Homework, which is then going to go into Acid 2000. Hope you all enjoy this one, and make sure you stay tuned. We have a lot of music to get through this hour, and you don't want to miss it. So once again, Luke Vibert with Homework. Only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Analog Archives. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Once again, you're listening to Luke Vibert with Homework. And Luke Vibert is someone who I had not heard of before putting this episode together. Looking into him, he's a British electronic musician and producer known for his works under different aliases such as Plug and Wagon Christ. Specializes in the genres of techno, drum and bass, trip-hop, and one thing I found really interesting is that apparently he helped pioneer a genre by the name of drill and bass, which experimented with jungle and drum and bass breakbeats on one of his albums back in the 90s. This record here, I believe, was from the early 2000s, back in 2002. Hopefully I can find more of his music here at CJSF, but until then, let's listen to some more of this EP. Once again, next track, Acid 2000.
Can you imagine where you will be in the year 2000?
If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. If your man gets in trouble, just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain. Cause the way goes trouble down the drain. Say the way.
Okay, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny Nesvedarani. You've been listening to Luke Vibert with his Homework EP back in 2002. We're going to go on to side B, starting off with Cash and Carry Acid, which is then going to go into Come On Chaos. We're going to be playing them back to back. Stay tuned. Got a lot of music for you this hour. All right. We are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before we get to the next artist of the hour, just want to mention that, again, that was Luke Vibert with Homework. And it's only going to get noisier from here, folks. You know, that might have not been that noisy, but it was really cool. I really enjoyed the drums. I really enjoyed the break beats. I enjoyed the little kind of noises that were happening throughout. I don't have a name for those, but, you know, whatever synthesizer noises were going on in that EP, I really, really enjoyed it. And hope you all did too. As Analog Archives progresses, there is just so, it dawns on me that I will never be able to complete the show. I will never be able to look through every single album, every single tape, record, CD here at the station, and I find that quite okay. You know, maybe one day the show can pass on to someone else. But until then, we have a lot of music and a lot of people to have conversations with. So I know I mentioned that in the beginning of the episode, but stay tuned for that, because 2026 is going to be a good year for Analog Archives. Calling it right now. Anyways, coming up next, we've got a couple of records from the Warp Records record label in the UK that has been home to so many crazy artists, all the way from Aphex Twin to Danny Brown. And I was able to find some Warp Records albums, EPs, here at CJSF. So we're going to be starting off with an artist by the name of Soat. From what I could find, I believe this is the only project that this artist has put out with Warp Records, but I was able to find a website called soatsound.com that has a bit of a biography on this person, and this is what their biography said. Atta Ebtekar, aka Soat, born in Hamburg, Germany, is an Iranian American electronic music composer and sound artist based in Tehran, Iran. In the past 30 plus years, his music has been published by various companies such as Warp Records, Sub Rosa, Opal Tapes, Diagonal, Morphine, and Repitch, among others. Global cultural exposure through transmigration has been a significant stimulant for his aesthetics, so its goal is to create unique and timeless pieces of music that are not available anywhere except in his mind. His compositions and multi-channel installations are sonic tales synchronously decoding and regenerating customary pattern of thought in nature, and designs of crisis and harmony where contempo aligns with folklore, orchestrating an artificial saga with a variety of illuminations and analyses. His passion for all music, especially all forms of electronic music, and his extensive involvement in the sound art academia world has led him to compose in a wide variety of musical styles with a strong emphasis in electroacoustic techniques, microtonal systems, and polyrhythmic motifs. Wow. That was a mouthful, but if that doesn't have you excited for what you're about to hear, I don't know what will. We're going to be playing a track, a single track, but one that is decently lengthy, and it is titled Subconscious Pure Mix. This is from Soat back in 2002 off of Warp Records. Hope you enjoy.